Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If only, just come for the music, really.
That's why I'm here.
If only for the music. Please enjoy the reverse AFC Power Rankings. Back after, let's see, June 13th, I have. Today is July 3rd. That is more than 2 weeks.
That's a hiatus.
That is almost three. I think tomorrow would be 3 weeks.
It's a sabbatical almost.
No, where did they go?
Sabbatical has to be more than a few weeks.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We did go with a perfectly new, clean.
Oh, look at that.
Two-sided blank.
Did you go get that out of the printer outside here or what?
Almost. I go to the printer and there's a stack of plain white paper. All right, July 3rd. It's almost been so long that who even cares the order the last time we did this?
And you don't have it right there in front of you, although you have the other. It's over there. Yeah, see, that's out of view, though.
Because it's a new page.
Yeah. Wow, this could be entirely different.
It could.
I'm not sure without the cheat sheet how I feel about these football teams.
All right, well, let's decide. 16.
Bills. See, I told you.
You forgot the whole premise. Or just decided you're just not a Josh Palmer guy after all, and they're the worst team in the league now.
It's that story about Keenan Coleman from yesterday that we talked about. That tipped it. They plummeted from one to... No, anyway. No, not...
You know, one thing about the Bills. This can wait. I'll save it for...
They are a team in the AFC that will be mentioned here. Yeah.
I'll make a note of it and save it for next segment. Or it'll come up when we get to the Bills and when it would do it seriously. 16. There's one team I'm not going to go with here. I will go Tennessee this time. 16. Not feeling it. In drafts, what do you do with the Tennessee Titans? You pick or not pick Calvin Ridley in like the fifth round. That never seems fun. Pollard in the eighth round. Spears in the 12th round. Cam Ward whenever. And like that's it. Tyler Lockett goes undrafted. He's their wide receiver too, maybe right now.
Tyler Lockett is on the Tennessee Titans.
Chig Okonkwo. They might have the fewest number of players that get drafted in fantasy. Four. And in a regular league, Cam Ward would not get drafted either.
Got to be a two-quarterback league for him to get picked?
A best ball league, you want to have a second quarterback because of bye weeks and different stat combinations.
Okay.
But like when we draft, well, that's a super flex league. When you have your home league and you wouldn't draft a backup quarterback in that almost ever, Cam Ward would not get picked. So it's a very short list. Mm-hmm. Tennessee for me.
You know, I was thinking about them for this versus, say, the Jets, like just walking around during the break before this segment. And while the Jets, I don't have any faith at all that they're going to be any good this year. I don't have any faith in Justin Fields. That's a large part of it. They're just kind of starting over, just all new people in place. Whereas the Titans, yes, they've got the quarterback, but it wasn't a great class. So he's at the top, and, you know, what really is that? I don't think I really have a lot of faith in the coach. To me, this could turn into a Bears rookie year for Caleb Williams with Cam Ward, where Eberflus is there and like, nope, this ain't, see you later. That could be Callahan. And the Jets are at least going to be stable. They're not going to be good. They're necessarily going to be any better than the Titans are. But I think I would rather, I can't believe I'm saying this, I'd rather be the Jets than the Titans right now, I think.
I don't know if I would say that. The Titans are still my pick, though.
I'm wrestling between the Jets and the Titans, I guess is what you're getting here from me.
Well, you only have until 6:55 at the latest.
All right. Turn the music up. Just let everybody enjoy the sounds. All right. Zach, what do you have a different team you're thinking of?
No. I mean, I kind of did, but the more names Mike mentioned, the less I like Tennessee. Like, when we got to Tyler Lockett, it became bad. It got real bad.
All right.
They have two rookies. Alec Iomanner, who I liked for the Bills as an idea from Stanford, Canadian. And Xavier Restrepo, who ran the really slow time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he went undrafted. So they do have two guys that could come in over Lockett. Lockett seemed like he was done last year in Seattle. But still, like, what's that?
Treylon Burks.
And they have Treylon Burks.
Oh, man. The Cam Ward red flag going on a Twitch stream and being like, we got Treylon Burks, top five receiver. No, get out of here. Done.
All right, Tennessee.
15.
Jets.
Cleveland.
Jets. Because the one team earlier I said I didn't want to mention was the Browns. Because I'm starting to think a little bit about if they have a good enough roster with Flacco starting to begin the season that they're maybe not terrible.
It's happened before.
It has happened before.
Just 2 years ago.
They made the playoffs with that team.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's the rookie running backs. Really don't know all of it. They got out on Hunter, obviously, trading that pick. And drafted an offensive lineman with number five. I'm kind of...
No, defensive lineman, didn't they?
Defensive lineman.
Right.
The kid from Michigan. Interior defensive lineman, right?
Grant.
No, not Grant. Graham.
Graham.
Graham. Yep. Graham, thank you.
I'm not super down on them, right, you know, lately. Still, though, 14. Who else could it be? Who do you like at 14?
Them. The Browns, I think.
Two votes for Cleveland?
I think I'll go Cleveland here, yeah.
Okay, 13. Colts?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another one where I could talk myself, as we say, tell yourself a story. You tell yourself a story that Daniel Jones, mobile, athletic, that's a little bit the same thing, Jonathan Taylor, line works out. I'm not sure how that stands right now, actually, but who knows every year to year. And Downs is good. Pittman's good. AFC South. Maybe it's the time of year.
You could talk yourself into almost anything.
Yeah,
maybe. Like if you're talking yourself into Daniel Jones might be good for them, you are doing some heavy lifting.
I know. That's right.
I think.
Maybe it's the time of year.
The Giants had decent talent when he was their guy, didn't they? Like, not great, but, you know, decent.
Okay.
And
they only managed to win a road playoff game, which the Bills, last Bills quarterback to do that is Kelly. I just deliberately dumped that on you.
Well, I mean, it happened, so
it's
true. I can't dispute it, but it was the Kirk Cousins Vikings. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, with their fancy negative point differential. 12.
I feel like this has gotten harder.
The time of year. Everybody's it's hope season, right?
Right.
The off season is hope season. I'm talking myself into the Browns and using and Daniel Jones Colts and referencing the playoffs in both cases.
And I'm telling you, I'd rather be the Jets than anybody, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, since when do you say that?
Yeah, never.
I'm real concerned for both of you.
Just trying to keep. Thank you. Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Miami at 12.
Considering our earlier conversations today with Armando Salguero, yes, the Dolphins.
And even Sam.
Right.
11.
Raiders.
Pittsburgh.
I can only go so high with that team.
Okay.
10.
I'm going to stick with the Raiders.
I'll say New England.
It's week one, isn't it?
Yes.
New England here.
Probably some version of New England has been good more recently than the Raiders, who are almost always some sort of a punchline, even though they've got good, you know, good people there, respectable people in all the really key spots, right? Chip Kelly, offensive coordinator, Pete Carroll, head coach, Geno Smith, quarterback, like that could work, but I like the Patriots more than them, I guess.
Aaron Schatz didn't sound too enthused about, well, either team, actually. We asked him about New England, too, but I asked him about the Raiders toward the end of our conversation with him yesterday, and he's like, not really. He wasn't that excited.
Yeah.
9.
I can get with New England here.
New England's 10.
Oh, New England was 10.
Yeah.
Won the vote. Okay, and the Raiders.
Raiders here.
8. Jacksonville.
Yeah. I can me liking them and the coach can only get you so far. I can't put them ahead of any of these teams right now. Oh, maybe Houston. I could.
I already wrote it.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean that.
Since you had to have a clean piece of paper.
Yeah. I
think at this point,
I'll have to own that.
I think at this point, I'd start over. I mean, I'd just rewrite it if we had a conflict. We had a problem. I would just because the page is the first column.
Oh, I
on
see.
This page, yeah, I think yeah, I would rewrite it.
It's early enough that you could still. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I won't for now. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that.
Well, tomorrow, when the Sabres make a huge trade for, what name do I want here? Jordan Kyrou, and you have to come in, you can rewrite it. Then.
I'm not coming in for Jordan Kyrou.
You keep putting that out in the universe. They're going to do something, we're going to be told to come in. I'm going to hold this against you.
There might be, how many NHL players could the Sabres trade for tomorrow, and we're in here?
Crosby, McDavid,
Eichel.
Eichel, sure. Eichel.
You two keep doing this.
Eichel.
Yep.
1 year left on his deal.
Time to move.
Let's go through that again.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine that? What's that trade?
Tuck.
What is that trade?
Krebs.
Tuck. That's it. That's right. We know. We know what that trade is. Tuck's on the last year of his deal.
Couple of picks.
Lines up.
All right, make it happen.
Everybody's missing their old stomping grounds.
I keep hearing chatter about a potential Eichel trade. I don't know. Oh, my God. If you just turned on the radio, Sorry. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not even hearing myself, thank God.
What would it be? They would trade for him with, I don't know if he has a no-move clause. Probably would. The Sabres wrote it.
Right.
They would know what his contract says. They trade him here. You know, he decides to just put up with it. I got 1 year. He doesn't say like he would never. Doesn't say anything too inflammatory about his future. Doesn't swear off the idea of, you know, playing out his career here. But also isn't just like, I'm not doing it. Like he's back.
Right.
What does it sound like in the building night one? Do we boo him?
No, it's desperate, conflicted applause. I don't know. I don't really know what that manifests itself into, but it's just like, I don't really know what the hell to do, but you're good, I guess. I don't know. Oh, my God, kill me.
And he wears 15.
I think that's what it is.
He comes back and wears 15.
Everyone's just waiting for the first person next to them to start clapping. They feel comfortable to start doing it.
Is this okay? Are we just nodding? Oh, yeah, woo!
There's no universe where this would happen. Seven. Chargers.
This has been a ride already. Houston. Sure. Oh. Ooh.
I haven't written anything. Ooh. I almost did.
I'm going to go with Houston, too.
Okay. I guess you guys don't watch football.
No. Not. Are there games?
Football's overrated.
Now, you don't watch the playoffs where these teams met. Six.
Did Herbert throw four picks in that game?
Yes.
He did, yeah.
Three during the season.
Yeah.
Four in the
best stat from last year.
Good Lord. I heard you say that earlier today.
They got up in that game, and the game started like they were going to blow Houston out, and they ended up getting blown out somehow. Six. I'm on L.A.
Yeah, fine.
Chargers year.
Yeah.
Five. Cincinnati.
Sure. I think I like Denver more than them. At least today.
Don't people say about Denver like that they have a great roster?
Yes.
Defensively, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Sertan. And then Knicks was good enough. All they did was throw for more yards, a higher completion percentage, and more touchdowns than the literal MVP of the NFL as a rookie. How did he not win it? Who was expecting Denver to be good? The Bills are always good. I don't even know if he got a vote. He didn't even come close to Offensive Rookie of the Year either because of Daniels. Sneaky Denver. RJ Harvey will be the one to watch for Denver at running back. Second round pick. Central Florida, maybe?
Central Florida, yep.
RJ Harvey. And they have J.K. Dobbins now. Four. Denver.
Sure. Yep.
All that shine, and there I go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Picking them as the worst remaining team. Three. Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Aaron Schott, speaking of him, had no trouble saying, it just rolled off his tongue that the Bills and Ravens were cut above the Chiefs.
Yep.
I guess he doesn't watch football in the playoffs either. Nobody watches the playoffs. That's probably better. We're probably better off.
Right.
Two.
I'll say Ravens.
Bills.
Bills.
Why do you guys hate the Bills? I'll hang up and listen. Use guys. You know, it's the 4th of July. I'm over here trying to eat a hot dog. You got to go and put – you know the Bills beat them in the playoffs. Sorry, I'll stop.
Kansas City 3 is my response to that made-up caller.
Yep.
We put Kansas City 3rd. I guess I missed that game too. The Bills-Chiefs playoff game. I missed that game too because I'm putting the Bills as better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was a while ago now. What happened again?
What did happen? One thing that happened is that James Cook had 2 touchdowns. Samuel, the other.
Okay. One of them was I don't remember the other touchdown. I remember the one that was like a statue would be outside the stadium if they'd won the Super Bowl of him with that hand planted on the ground reaching. What an incredible play that was. And it would make a great statue.
Right. Cook had a first half touchdown also. He had 2.
All right.
And Samuel had 1. And also, wait, Mac Hollins had a touchdown catch in that game. So the Bills scored 29 points on 4 touchdowns.
They went for 2 once and made it?
They went for 2 twice.
Ah.
And missed both. So 26 and then a field goal.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the same thing that happened to the Ravens in their loss here. The Ravens lost by 2.
Right.
And went for 2 twice and missed.
Right. One, Bernard deflected it, and then the other one, Andrews couldn't bring it in. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Cook had 2 touchdowns. What happened on Championship Sunday? James Cook had 2 touchdowns, and Zach Ertz in the earlier game for Washington had 11 catches for over 100 yards, and I suffered a terrible beat in fantasy because I had this best ball tournament where you advance each week. I thought I had it locked up. I fell for it. Never do this. I wrote down all the rosters on a spreadsheet and tried to see like what my odds would be. I was just super excited about this one. I think last place the next week, like Super Bowl week, would have been $1,000. Like, and it would we got way bigger. And I just like I was cocky. There's no way the only way I'm losing is if Kelce bombs, Cook hits. Mm-hmm. I was a little afraid of Cook. And Ertz, and what happens in that nonsense NFC game? Washington gets behind by 100, and it's just I'm losing my mind. I got to come in here. It's Bills Chiefs, the AFC Championship. All I can think about is Zach Ertz catching 6-yard pass after 6-yard pass and getting tackled. And there went that money. Never had it. And Kelce, by the way, in the AFC Championship, 2 for 19. The Bills gave up. 32 points. To a bad Kansas City offense.
That's what happened in the
AFC Championship. And Kelce had 2 catches for 19 yards.
Yep. It's one of the things that happened, along with these other things, and the Bills also having the ball around midfield with a chance to win the game at the end, after the defense did actually stop Kansas City on their second to last possession. You know, they did get a couple first downs and run the clock out, as it turned out.
Didn't they kick a field goal to go ahead? They kicked a field goal. The Chiefs kicked a field goal. They were stopped, but they kicked a field goal to go ahead. And then...
Oh, that's what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was
three
a
and
possession.
Half minutes.
That, okay. All right.
They stopped them earlier, I think. Maybe. At least once. They got to stop. Hang the banner. I mean, they got to stop in the playoff game against Kansas City.
Or held them to a field goal is what I...
Right. I mean, that's the absolute bottom line story about those 1, 2, 3, 4... playoff losses to the Chiefs. Now that guy can call in and be upset. Now he has a right to.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we dwelling on this? 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.